Hog's half hour, Hog's half hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Something funny is gonna come out here.
Oh, well, over there, look at that.
Je probeert dan terug je toekomst.
Plus het feit, als je met seks omgaat, is het niet alleen het fysieke dat telt, maar ook soms het lieve woordje.
Oh, ze proberen zo op het moment. Now we have a clip of Hask Savannah.
Someone's looking at me. There's two people looking at me now. They're on to me. Damn it. She's in the skip. Is she putting stuff in or taking stuff out? I think she's putting it in. It's on her drive. I think it's her drive. Or if it's not, it could be. Is that illegal to do that? It's annoying, I tell you that. Not that I ever have skips very often. Only once. We filled it up for anyone else who get any stuff in. Have puppets shagging each other. What, one day Roger Red Hat had a throbbing purple penis. Percy the purple penis. Oh, what's this? He's going to put it up Jane's furry chuff. Oh no, wait, Roger. Don't forget to put Rubber Johnny on first.
Here's a charming little news nugget. A little quick one for you. Just a quick one. Coming in quick. Don't stop. Don't. It's coming. Don't. It's almost gone. Ready? Children at junior school in Cambridgeshire were asked to write down as many rude and obscene words as they could think of as part of some ill-conceived campaign against bullying. That's it, against bullying. Here, write a load of insults and things like wank, cunt, bollock. That'll get rid of the bullies. I don't think so. Parents weren't too happy. One mother said she was disgusted when my 10-year-old showed me an exercise book with words like cocksucker, dickhead, and fat ass, and was rewarded with a tick from the teacher. Well, she got some good ones there. Dickhead's fine. Fat ass, that's alright. And I'm not sure if I'm really happy with junior school children saying things like cocksucker, which, you know, that seems a little bit wrong to me. They don't want to be sucking anything like lollipops is all they should be really thinking about sucking. But I would have given them a X for that particular answer.
Like the person is a big penis and the years are a foreskin and you have to roll it back. But how does that make you, younger? Well, everyone knows the older you get, the more foreskin you accumulate.
My buddy, he said he gave his girlfriend a lift somewhere, and then she got out and walked off, and as he drove by, well, he got a text message later saying, and it made me laugh, I saw you pick your nose and eat it, but I still love you. Ah, isn't that love? Isn't that lovely? He's a dirty beast, but she still loves him. He's her dirty beast. There. And he said he was talking to her later on when he got home. In fact, he sent a message saying, oh, busted. But that's the way to build your immune system up. Yakult, yakult. She wouldn't be having any of that. He's got to, at some point, you've got to say, look, I did wrong. There. Let's move on. Quickly, quickly. Don't focus on that anymore. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that. There you say, and he talked to her, and then he said he was driving by her, and she was expecting a nice little wave. Instead, she just looked in, saw him picking his nose and eating it, and not waving at all. Double trouble, double error there. But you know, he nicely said, if I saw you pick your nose and eat it, I wouldn't mind either. Nee, see, I love you equally as much. Ah, to me, yeah, no, nah. Worth a try, worth a try.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
News nugget. So a little look at the news happening this week. Dad stabbed son's bum in hat row. US police are hunting for a man who stabbed his son. So you're looking for the dad then, really, not just a man. He stabbed his son, and do you know the reason? He refused to take his hat off in church. Well, if that isn't a good reason to stab someone up the arse, what is exactly? Hey, what, where, what can be more annoying than some little devil, maybe literally, in church, not taking his hat off for the Lord. Because that's what God would do, or Jesus. They'd get in there, duff him up a bit, and then stab him right up the arse. A divorcee rang 999 to find new boyfriend. A desperate housewife has been reported for wasting police time in Germany after dialing 999 more than 100 times in hope of finding a new husband. Divorce Angela Stahl, 44, plagued the emergency line with endless calls, claiming she couldn't afford dating agencies. She said she was desperate, I did not know where to turn. Why don't you go down the pub, have a few drinks, chat to some fella? You don't call the police. Especially, well, in England, you called the police. And if you were, like, in a state of undress, ready for some hot police loving, they'd take ages to get there if they bothered to turn up. You wouldn't be wasting your time. Two-headed turtle. Now, I read this initially and thought, oh, well, if you get one turtle's head touching the cloth, you're in trouble. If you get a doubler, well, look out, pant-filling time. And then I clicked on the story and it's just actually a turtle with two heads. He says the Markle pet can eat with both heads at the same time. Yeah, when the heads are in the shell, you can't tell it's different to any other turtle. Yeah, that's how the shells work, you bloody foolish Chinese man. Man pulled car by eyelids. Why? What is this? Why are people always pulling cars with various bits of their body? Like knobs and bloody teeth and hairs and ears. Why? What is the point in this? Pulling cars is not really anything special anymore. But, oh, your eyelids. At the beginning it was painful, but gradually I got used to it. Ugh. Here's my favourite story of the week. Rotten eggs. Cool. Scientists say the smell of rotten eggs is arousing for men and can be used to create an alternative to Viagra. That is absolute bullshit. Whenever, if you ever smelt the rotten eggs, if you knew, you even got like a boner and went, whoa. I'm not having it. I'm not having that. How did they get to be studying this? In what sane kind of world involves people going, you know that rotten egg? Oh, I feel a bit horny. Do you think other men would? How about men with erectile dysfunction? Well, why don't we do a study then? Fucking hell, come on. So men who are floppy willies are then wafted the smell of rotten eggs, and then all of a sudden, boing, and that's it. Yep. How do you come up with this thought in life exactly? Incredible. Now, I like the sun letters here. I love the way people kind of blame. They write to Deirdre and saying, look, I've got in this situation, but it's everyone's fault. This is a prime example. My wife's illness forced me to find relief in a threesome. What kind of illness did she have exactly which forced you to find relief in a threesome? Because if there's any way that my girlfriend could get that illness, that would be great. Then I was forced to find relief in a threesome. I had a threesome with my best mate and now I've fallen for her. Oh dear, what are you doing? What the fuck is... Where do these people live? Where are you having sex, threesomes with your best mate? You know, what? Christ, everyone must be related in these small little towns. His wife's had gynecological problems. My sex drive is very high, so it's called problems. I've known my friend since I was a kid, and I've never had sexual feelings for her until my wife's issues became a problem. What a wanker this bloke is. He went out with his best mate, who's a woman. I noticed a short skirt and skimpy top. I've never really looked before, and I don't know why I was suddenly starting to look. You're a pervert, you dirty bastard. Her friend heard most of our chat and was taking the mickey, saying, what you need is a double dose. I mean, what the... Who calls sex a dose? And that sounds like the diseases you catch from sex with people like this, I should imagine. My friend was smiling. When I asked what she meant, she just winked at me and said, you know, the two of us. My friend was smiling, so I asked if she'd be up for it, and they agreed. Next thing I knew, there's three of us in bed at my pal's house. It was amazing. I couldn't wait to talk to her the following day. Now in an awkward situation, I love my wife, but I've fallen for my friend too. Fucking hell. But this army missus hits me as we have sex. My wife's become violent after serving with the army in Iraq. At first, she started slapping my face and insulting me. I thought she was just being a bit adventurous. Then it escalated into violent proportions. She swears, spits, punches, and basically beats me until she climaxes. Why are you writing it to Deirdre? What's she gonna do, wear a gum shield and a fucking head guard?
This is brilliant, this one. Both the possible fathers of my son have twice tested negative with DNA tests. How can this be? There was no one else. Fucking sure. Are you using Cut Price Internet Company who are taking shortcuts? Here's a jingle!
The Husk.
Here I am in the garage, sitting, staring at the stuff I put at the car, looking at the barbecue fuels, summer fuels. Who came up with the idea of selling charcoal and stuff for barbecues in a filling station? You know, have you ever seen anyone buy any charcoal from a petrol station? Is that the first place people think of? Oh, I need some bloody, we have a barbecue, need some charcoal. Better head down the petrol station to get some, because that'll be probably the best price, won't it? Yeah. And I won't be able to buy anything else for the barbecue. It's just madness. Madness, I tell thee. I mean, not to mention having things associated with flames and fire being sold in a petrol station, you would think's a bit dubious anyway. But who came up with the idea? Were they in like a sales meeting? Right, anyone, we need to make some more profit. You know, they're coming for petrol. What else do they need? Milk, yes. Nipping, like a corner shop, like it. Barbecue, coal. What? Sorry, barbecue coal. Yeah, because often you're driving back, need some coal for the old barbecue, don't you? No.
Meow, jingle.
Give it to me, baby, confess.
Oh, Dad, I'm your baby, Dad. You're your baby something, Daddy.
Confess! The bones is yours, Dad. They came from you, my daddy. Confess!
Okay, my daddy, I love this clip from a Husk's half hour.
Give it to me, baby!
Vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. Vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. Vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. When you tell it to a lady, taken aback a bit, that's when you gotta, boom, you disorientate them, spin them around 3 times, they're moving for the kill. All tactics I deploy, try it out. And then if you're lucky, she'll get it out. Husk was in the office today, and we have at work a person who I would describe as a bit of a tool. It's his attitude. He seems to talk down to everyone, and just, I heard him this morning telling everyone what they should be doing. I've got a camera. Oh, you should get this camera and do this, because that's the best one. Do it now, I know. It's like, oh, fucking hell, dude. Well, I've done that. And you're like, oh. So he goes around tooling it up, kind of annoying people. Mainly people just sit there and ignore him and just let him waffle on, don't encourage him, that kind of tactic, play it down. But anyways, this bloke, he came in today, he said he's a bit tired, you know, a little bit, not, he's a bit tired, not grumpy really, he was just quietly going about his business, until Mr. Tool came up with his proverbial stick and went, pokey, pokey, pokey. Is this annoying? Is it annoying? Is it? Do I do this in your face? Are you annoyed? Are you? And my word, he was annoyed indeed. Mightily entertaining. This dude goes, can you get these bugs? Can I fix them? Fix them over there. It'll be brilliant. Yeah, you've got to do it. You've got to do it now. Fix it. Can you do it? And he goes, well, look, I've got the 2 bugs, which one do you want me to do? Oh, you should do that one, no, you should do both at once. Do them, finish them, do it now. I can't do both at once. I can do one, and then the other. How long is that one going to take? I don't know. They take as long as they take to get fixed. I could tell you a time, but that could be wrong. So what's the point of me telling you? I'll work on this one, try and get it fixed, and then if it's fixed, I'll work on the next one. He says, oh, no, that's why don't I get him over there for an hour, and then that one over there, and do that, and he goes, and then, at this point, sometimes you can tell people are a bit annoyed just by a few little words, and you think, oh, he is annoyed. And then this at all is going, and he goes, oh, listen, do what the fuck you want. At that point, even Mr. Tool went, what? Hey, this is a conversation. Calm down, simmer down, easy, right? It's not an argument. Keep it down, will you? You're embarrassing me. It's not an argument. Just keep it down, all right? It's a discussion. He goes, I'm going fucking out for a walk. It was just an absolute genius move. Whilst trying to calm the bloke down, he said, quiet it down, you're embarrassing me. This is not an argument, this is a discussion.
in one skillful move, you managed to annoy him even more. I was mightily impressed. And it's one of those moments when, like, something happens and everyone else is just there, stock still, pretending to work, and then go, oh, shit. I wasn't listening. I wasn't. I was working. Look, I'm looking at my screen. That's my exciting day at work. Nice. And these heart attacks they have on soap operas. Gonna put your arm up to the air and Korean. Punch, twist, jirugi. Punch, twist, jirugi. Punch, twist, jirugi.
Oh, stops. Ninja Sugi. Gojong Sugi to the well. Sugi, you Gojong to the well. Got off.
Don't remember that bit, look.
Nick shoes in Dangong Tom.
Parallel ready stance.
Narini Jambi Sugi.
Or as Mr. Madge likes to say, gun on Sugi like John Wayne.
I don't know this, I don't know.
Blocks.
Haki. Hakishiwa.
Stances,
which we all know as Soggy.
Little knife hand side strike.
Kayande Songkal Yopta Riki.
Straight fingertip thrust, one of my favourites.
Sun Sokat Togi. Techniques used in Wanyo.
Blocks Magi, Bwin Forearm Block.
Sang Palmok Magi.
Oh, peaceful now.
Knife hand guarding block. Songkal Derby Magi. Stances, Soggy.
Parallel ready stance.
Narini Jambi Soggy. Narini Jambi Soggy. Narini Jambi Soggy.
Dolmio Magi. Dolmio Magi. Not Dolmio. Dolmio Magi. Straight fingertip thrust. My favourite.
Sun Sokat Togi.
Techniques used in Yogokal. Otherwise known as
Yogok.
Yogok, Yogok.
Stances, Soggy.
Parallel ready stance.
Narini Jambi Soggy.
Sitting stance.
Anan Soggy.
Walking stance.
Ganan Soggy.
Set my throat.
Techniques used in Yogokal. Otherwise known as
Yogok.
Yogok, Yogok. Do Palmok Magi?
Forearm guarding block.
Palmok Magi Magi? Pagat Palmok Yop Magi?
Kande Do Jarugi.
Sounds sort of like I'm reading the news.
Sound like questions. San Salgat Togi?
Don't mind if I do. The tenets of Taekwondo. Courtesy. Indomitable spirit. Integrity. Perseverance. Self-control.
Or as the Hosk remembers it, Pisk.
P-I-I-S-C. So remember them, and don't pisk yourself. Perseverance, integrity, double spirit, self-control, courtesy.
Bing, bang, bosh.
Attention.
Chariot.
And that is different from Ging-Gang, gooly, 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 what's up? Ging-Gang, goo, Ging-Gang, goo.
Ready stance. Jumbi.
Come on down.
Techniques used in Jun-Gun. Techniques used in Jun-Gun.
Oh, shit, there's loads.
Low angle punch.
Go it.
Go it.
Gocha Jirigi. I sound like the football announcer at the end of the match. Songkal Derby Maki 1, Do Palmok Maki 2. And that is all from today's reading of the techniques used in Jong-Gun. Grasping block. Butt jabber. Maki.
Butt jabber.
Taekwondo patterns. Taekwondo hand arm techniques.
You may well gasp, but this will always be a news nugget.
Title does say a lot here. 12-hour Viagra-fueled orgy ends in death. Well, is it? It's gonna die. 12 hours. That's gonna take a lot out of you. Blue murder. Russian man dies after taking way too many Viagra. Right, well, this is... You think, well, that's pretty bad, but it's the stupidness of it. In the sun, of course. 28... They love the age of people, I don't know. 28-year-old Russian man died after taking a bottle of Viagra films for an apparent 12-hour sex wrong. That's half a day of shagging. Fucking hell. Two women told the Moscow police they bet Tuganov $4,300 that he wouldn't be able to satisfy them during a non-stop half-day sex marathon. The mechanic had died of a heart attack, and this is why I really love it, minutes after winning the wager. We called the emergency services, but it was too late. There's nothing they could do. He took the 30 Viagra pills. And as one of my mates said, how would they ever get the coffin lid down? Isn't that that's just a terrible... You win the bet, you have sex for 12 hours, and then you die. Fucking hell. At least you went out on a high, eh? Better than someone getting run over by a little chabby bastard. Bloody sexed himself to death. Go on.
There's scores of women who have felt the magic come from my wand. You probably haven't heard the historic fables of Husk and the penis of pleasure. There's a lot of women who have felt the full power of this Husk station.
Husk made his sandwiches today. Guess what I had? Yes, of course, you know, ham and cheese. Because that's when you make your own sandwiches, that's all you fucking make. Yay, ham or cheese, or maybe ham and cheese. Or maybe just cheese, or ham. That's it. You're like, oh, for a few days, you're like, oh, Jesus. I like, when I buy sandwiches, I look forward to them. Now I'm eating these little hot, soft, bloody, floppy bloody rolls, you know, it's not as good. They've got a million options in the bloody sandwich shop. I reckon if there was a ham and cheese shortage, the company would go into ruins. The country would go into ruins. Because all of a sudden people would have to have something else for their lunch, and it'd be like, oh shit, what else do we have? They got other things? You're kidding me. Where? What are they? Corned beef? Ugh, no. Peanut butter? Oh, what? The sandwich? You're mad. Chicken? Oh, I'm not... Who's going to go up to the effort of cutting up their own bloody chickens and flavouring them? Or you buy the over expensive, already done, for the lazy bastard ones, but you might as well just buy a fucking sandwich of those in. Terrorists should like bomb the cheese factories. The ham factories, i.e. pigs. They don't make cheese, obviously. I hope you'd have known that. Cheese, as we all know, is grown underground and only can be found by snuffling pigs. See, that's why if you put the pigs up, you get both of them gone in one go. Snuffling for truffles. Come on, who the hell? How do they find if you train pigs for the truffle? Oh, the fucking hell? Can you imagine some geezer walking along with a pig on a lead and they're going, what the fucking hell are you doing? Ugh, I'm snuffling for some truffles. What? What's a snuffling? How do you snuffle for things? Can you do it? No. You don't walk pigs on leads. You are fucking mental. The hell is a truffle anyway? Are they chocolates? Underground? Come on, that doesn't make sense. Of course, the funny thing is, the pigs love snuffling for the truffles. And you know why? It's because they love eating them. So you've got to be really quick to stop the little beggars from eating this newly snuffled bloody truffly goodness. Of course, there is no doubt in my mind that he must have found that out the hard way after putting his pig on a lead. Walking around and snuffling, and then he's like, ah, oh, the pig's in it again. Fuck's sake, come on. He came home after a hard day snuffling, and he said, and the wife goes, how many truffles have you snuffled? Without laughing, very difficult. And he goes, ah, oh, none, this fat pig has eaten them all. And he would indeed have a fat pig. Could have sold that asset, but would be truffle-less. You can't eat the golden goose, or the fat pig, in this case, huh? Yeah, thought so.
David Bowie!
You get hit the bog of eternal stench.
David Bowie!
Little Labyrinth reference for you there.
With David Bowie!
Leaping around in tight trouser things.
David Bowie!
The terrorists. You wonder about terrorists, how they draw up their schedule of things to terrorise. This week, what should we... Cricket teams? Yeah, go on, let's get them. What? Of all the bloody sporting organisations, no, not the Man United team, full of overpaid twats who are rolling around being ridiculous knobheads. No. We won't pick on them, or any of the football teams, or Formula One, or horse race. Loads of choices, really, of people who like to bloody get terrorised. They pick a cricket team. You know, these bloody cricketers. Well, especially, no one would pick on the England team. There's far more pain is caused by leaving them there and consistently disappointing the nation with their bloody limp-wristed displays of crapness. Like cricket, you're like, meh. Well, I'm sure if you killed them, we've got a load more average players lining up. We've got loads reserves of average players in England to replace the average ones we've got there. But I couldn't even get the effort. I couldn't even muster the effort of getting off the couch to terrorise a cricket team. You're like, ah, oh, no, can't be bothered. Well, they're just good at cricket, having bloody stopping for tea and scones in their little white bloody suits and stuff, you know? Leave them alone. They're like a load of simple fellas. Come on, leave them alone. What about David Beckham's wife? That'd be high profile. And you might get a bit of support if you maybe chopped an arm off or something. No, I don't mean that. Posh is an institution to England and would be my vote to be the new Queen of England. Yes. At least you'd get in the papers a lot more. Current Queen hardly does anything. Hey, hey, cock knob cheese of a, hey, junkie horse nibbler, hey, nah, 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 nah. Need more cheese. Up the cheese factor. Up, the cheese factor. But that's boggling of the mind, because you can't get any more cheesy than cheese. Need more cheese.
I was thinking about email addresses today and Hotmail. I remember Hotmail was out. I read somewhere, give it away free, brilliant tactic. And it was pretty successful for Microsoft, copied by many others. But when you signed up for Hotmail, all the names were gone. And everyone had these stupid fucking names of like Hosky 58, 300. It was like, fuck off. There's not 58 other Hoskies. Had someone gone in and stolen all the fucking Hoskies or whatever, the names? You look at people Hotmail, they're always these weird, stupid names and crap. But then I got a Google account, name straight off. You're like, whoa, how come that occurs then? Is everyone still on Hotmail? They've not come across yet or what? But I was just thinking, whenever you have to sign up for things sometimes, put your email address in. I always put the same email address in if I don't want to receive it. I wonder sometimes, this poor bloke, he's just getting all this fucking emails. What the fuck's this email? What is this? Who the hell signed me up for this shit? And I always use, I do apologise to this, bob@hotmail.com. If I don't want to receive it, Bob gets it. He's probably closed his account down because he kept getting these random spams. Poor old Bob. Well, thanks, buddy. I doubt he's listening. He's given up. He gave up on the internet years ago after getting over spammed and just, oh, I can't use this. It's too much. A sausage. You think I don't know you. And I don't like you. A sausage. What the fuck's this? A sausage. What do I do with this? You don't be given a sausage when you want a knife. Well, I suppose you can train the sausage to cut things up, but it's going to be a lot of fuck. A sausage. Get effort. Let's make it work. You got this dude, right? He was eating a banana, and he said, look at this, look. I'm peeling it from the wrong side, right? And I've never really considered bananas to have correct sides, or there's a normal way, or I hadn't really given a massive amount of thought to the banana conundrum in life. I just get them, peel them, put them in my mouth, eat them, and I'm good. I'm happy with that. But he said, look at it, look, see? And so someone took me back, why are you doing that, opening it the wrong way, upside down, in essence? And he said, I thought you might ask me that. E.g., he was hoping we'd ask him that. He said, well, I saw a documentary on gorillas, and every gorilla peels his banana this way. And there are some times where I just want to go, what the fuck? And just laugh my head off at the stupidness of this, of things that happen in life. And this is just one of them. I was there, and on the outside, it's just a small grin on my face. Inside, I'm just laughing my bloody head off. My belly laughs, rolling on the floor. And I was like, well, I've never had much difficulty peeling a banana anyway. I mean, whatever way you do it, surely, in fruit terms, they're pretty easy to peel. And just because monkeys, I'm not going to do whatever monkeys do. They fucking pick their ass, drink their own piss, eat fleas off each other. I'm not going to do that because they do it as well. I've never seen a monkey use a lavatory. Doesn't mean I'm going to start pissing and shitting in the garden, all right? But he looks so happy with himself eating this banana upside down. Yeah, this is what the monkeys do. Oh, yeah, look at me. I'm like a little monkey.
So if someone burps out the ridiculous two birds with one stone bullshit, three fish with one stick, shag two birds with one dick, stick that in your pipe, fuckpot.
fruit. I've recently been trying to train myself to partake in the old Satsuma. Orange family. I don't really know there's much difference. Satsumas are small ass. Or clementines, whatever. The little orange things. Pretty monkeys don't fucking peel those. Now, if the monkeys could teach me how to peel if they could teach me how to peel fucking oranges, fair enough. Because they're tricky little buggers. They take time and effort. You know, I don't see any monkeys peeling those, do they? They just stick to the bloody easy fruit. Make themselves look all clever upside down bananas. While I open oranges upside down, if there is even a proper way to open. Or they've got an up and a down. Well, they must do. Well, they haven't must. Depends which way you look at it. You look at it from the north. Anyway, I'm getting all right with the oranges. Clementine stroke Jaffa family, whatever the bloody hell they're actually called. And so I said, well, why are you... So I like them. I like these little devils because they're like a little game at work. You get them. You get time to peel them. It's like a little kind of mini fruit Sudoku. You peel it all off and then you just pop the little devils in your mouth. Beautiful. Everyone's a winner. Like nature's sweet. But I like most of it. It takes you 5 minutes to get in there, muck about, get the peels off. You know, have a nice little break, little fruit break altogether. Give it a whirl. Come on, get the oranges in. Get the sweet clementines in. You know it makes sense.
About the dangers of fireworks after a prankster tried to launch a powerful
episode of Hosk's Half Hour
from his backside. The 22-year-old man suffered serious internal injuries when the
episode of Hosk's Half Hour
ignited during the bonfire night, stunned at Monk Weirmouth in Sunderland.
Just didn't quite get his leg over.
Agus, do stop it. Keep us. Agus, for goodness sake, stop it.
Yes, Lawrence played extremely well.
He hit a four over the wicketkeeper's head, and he was out for nine, and Tuffle came in.
Listen to this clip of Hosk Half Hour.
Where did that accent come from? Yes, indeed, sir. You're
get
fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my
God.
Hand.
And here is... Are the muck-ups. Now if you want to send something funny to Hosk's Half Hour, well bloody do it then! HoskshalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in!
And then...
Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it, share the wealth. Yeah, brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all.